And by way of introduction, this chabura slightly overlaps with the chabura I gave 3 years ago on the topic of Kachay Akum. I was just recalling that at the time, it was the week of President Reagan's funeral, and we said some mila dehespet for President Reagan. I have nothing similar to say at the moment, but...
he didn't really win an election, so...
Right, not the same. I'd just like to thank Netanel for his hours on the sugya. A lot of what I'll say probably came from things that he said, even if I don't quote him by name. The role of Tanufa in Havas HaKorban, Hakravas HaKorban, defies simple categorization. It's applied in a seemingly diverse group of korbanos. You have korbanos tzibur, the likes of Shtei Alechen, Kivsei Yetzeres, Minchas HaOmer, as well as korbanos yachid, Nazir, Minchas Knos, Bikurim, Shalme Yachid, Lachmei Toda. Bikurim itself, perhaps, is a category in of its own. Tanufa is on the list of the 15 avodos in the Braisa and Daf Yud Ches, and yet, despite its categorization as an avoda, the role of Bailim, at least in some instances of Tanufa, is more pronounced than the role of Bailim in any of the other avodos in the list of the 15. Even if Lila and Yitzika may be kashub Zar L'chadchila, but they do not require a Zar, as opposed to Tanufa, which requires the participation of the Bailim, again, at least in the Korbanos, where Bailim are involved. The Tosas in Bava Basra and Daf Pei Aleph, in the context of Chulin Ba'azara, notes that simple act of bringing something into the Beis HaMikdash does not necessarily constitute a baskul and bazara, but bringing something in and performing hagash and tenufa, which Tosas calls ke'ein hakrava, would constitute a problem of chul and bazara. So apparently tenufa has an element of ke'ein hakrava, and yet the Gemara here on Samach Beis refers to it as shiari mitzvah. Shiari mitzvah ma'akvin in ma'akvin es ha'paranos, even though tenufa is not necessary for the kapara. Kapara can be effective without tenufa. Nevertheless, it has this effect of ma'akvin es ha'paranos. And indeed, we see in the Gemara in Daf Yud Ches on the days that in general tenufa is not ma'akiv, possible exception of shalmi nazir according to one day that we don't paskin like. But in general, tenufa is not ma'akiv. The Gemara in Daf Mem Vav discusses zika, and it comes to tenufa. If I have kipsay tzaris and shtei lechem, it's at some point in the process, if one of them develops a mum or becomes lost, then the other one cannot be brought. And the Gemara discusses what point that is. The Gemara concludes, raises the question, but concludes that tenufa is eina osa zika. So again, the role of tenufa, while important in some aspects, is diminished in others. The unique nature of tenufa may be encapsulated by a comment of Reb Yochanan Fishel Perlo on the Sefer Mitzvos of Sadugo. Some of the Monei HaMitzvos count all the various avodos enumerated in the Brisa and Daf Yud Ches as separate mitzvos. Blilos, Yitzikos, Tzisos, Melichos, Hagasha, Tenufa. The Uraim counts these all as separate mitzvos, as does the Tashbeitz, as does the Bahag. Interestingly, the formulation of the Bahag is a little bit different. The Bahag says mitzvos kohanim lilmod lasos, Yitzikos, etc., and Tenufas. In the other extreme, we have some of the Monei HaMitzvos who don't count any of these, the Rambam and the Ramban, for different reasons, and Shoresh Beis. These are all subsumed under the Avodas HaMincha. And yet, Rasad Yagon somehow has the middle position. While he does not count Lilos, Yitzikos, even Hagasha, Rasad Yagon does count Tenufa in his Minyan HaMitzvos. Essay Kufi Gimel, Korban Chalavim Lahanif, Tenufa has a special place in the Minyan HaMitzvos of Yitzadigon. Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlo notes that this is because of the somewhat ambiguous status of Tanufa. On the one hand, it's not a classic part of the Melechas HaKorban because it is not exclusively performed by the Kohen. But on the other hand, it is not exclusively within the purview of the Bailim. It's not like Smicha, which is pure Havas HaBailim. It has the role of the Bailim, but the role of the Bailim is complemented necessarily by the role of the Kohanim. Now, he happens to think that there's a chobas hagavra of the bialim b'tnufa, we'll see that this isn't necessarily evident in most, if not all, of the Rishonim. But the point is still there, that tnufa seems to straddle the fence in terms of its status as avoda, part of the havasa korban, part of the hakravasa korban. We'll see as well, there are differences between types of tnufos. In general, nashim do not perform tnufa, but when it comes to Shalmei Nozir, when it comes to Minchas Knos, Nashim do perform Tenufa. As we said, some of the instances involving Tenufa are Korbanos that have Bailim, with the participation of the Bailim. Some are Korbanos at Tzibor, Shalmei Tzibor, that do not involve Bailim. Sometimes there are two instances of Tenufa associated with a Korban. According to some, you've shown in Bikurim involves two Tenufos, and Kifsei Atzeres, leaving the details aside, likely involves two tenufas, kifsei tzeres shtei lechem. So while I don't think we're going to account for everything, we'll try to provide some perspective on the mitzvah of tenufa, and then if time allows, at the end, inasmuch as we're a primarily halacha kolel, discuss a little bit the question of the giyah shelo b'derech chiba, which is one of the other important issues that come out of this sugya in the Yerushalmi and Sota. time allows. I'll start with the role of Bailim versus the role of Kohanim within Tnufa. The Gemara tells us, and Daf, Samach Aleph and Aleph, Gemara on the bottom, Tzif Hacha v'lakacha Kohen Atenim Yadecha v'tzif Hasam Yadav Tiviena, one pasuk by Bikurim, one pasuk by regular Shlomim, Ma Kohan Kohen Achlohol and Kohen, just as Bibikurim, the Kohen performs tenufa, so too by shlamim does the kohen perform tenufa. Malahol and bailim afkan bailim. Just as in shlamim is there involvement of the bailim, so too is there involvement of the bailim vibikurim. Okay, tzad. What's the corresponding roles of the kohenim and the bailim? Kohen miniach yada tachas yidei bailim umeinus. Kohen places his hands under the hands of the bailim and performs tenufa. Tosfos Dibur Maskel Korein raises the following issue. Tosfos writes, Lav Davka Gomer Tachas Yad HaBailim Amish doesn't literally mean that the Kohen places his hands under the hands of the Bailim. Dim Kein Havila Yad HaBailim Chatzitza Bein Okli Bein Yad HaKohen. That would constitute a chatzitza between the hands of the Kohen and the Korban, and the Kli. Ubisof Shay Midos Maskinon, Gabe Balim Chaverim or Chaburim. If you have a korban brought by numerous Balim Bishutfis, the Gemara asks, Linfu Kulu Bahadi Adadi, Kabi Chatzitza. One cannot have a situation where everyone performs Chatzitza together, Tenufa together, because that would constitute a Chatzitza. Ella Habailim Otsin Beokne Yakli, Bakoin Bishulav Milmata. So they don't come in contact with the object of the Tenufa at the same point. And that's all we mean here by tachas yidei habaylim. So Tosus assumes that there would be a problem of chatzitza, and tachas yidei habaylim is not tachas yidei habaylim manish. Then Tosus proceeds to quote a Rashi, which we have in our Rashi Ksavyad and Daf Sadi Dalit, who argues, Rashi there writes, Iker tenufa of the bailim, the primary player in the tenufa process is the bailim, the Siv al kapei hanazir, pasuk by Shalmei Nazir, and for that reason, writes Rashi, chatzitza does not pose a problem. There would, however, be a problem when it comes to a korban shutfik. Tosis written in Kedushin seems to echo Rashi in saying that ikar tenufa is v'bailim. There might be a difference between the two, as we will get to in a few moments. Now, even if ikar tenufa is v'bailim, we should just point out that the role of the Kohen is obviously still significant. Whereas there is no smicha for Korban Hashem, because smicha is exclusively performed by the Bailim, and that's an impossibility by Korban Hashem, there is still tenufa by Korban Hashem because of the role of the Kohen, even if Iker tenufa is the Bailim. Yeah. If there's no Kohen participating in the tenufa, then why would tenufa be any different than smicha?
Well, there could be another reason, not because of the kohen, but just the nature of smicha is Meaning it could just be that tzmichah has something to do with your body, and tzmichah is something that you don't need to do with your body.
You can have something else performing your behalf.
Right, but that has nothing to do with the fact that the kohen has a role in tzmichah. That's just a distinction.
It's really all by limb, but the body can perform. Can
the
kohen
says it.
According to
the line in the Gemara, though, the Gemara says it's for the kohen for that question.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Right, but the Aharon, some of them say for Rashi, that the Rashi thinks you could think of Bavirim, that's why Rashi comes on to Shlichus to explain.
Right, that's fine.
That's fine, but
it's not based on the fact that there's a calling.
No, and still, in the broad perspective, the reason there's a difference between Tanufa and Tzmichah is because of the role of the Kohen. It could be that it's not the Kohen working independently of the Bialim, but the Kohen who is in a position to perform Tanufa. At face value, you're right, at face value, that name of Rav Yossi, So that line sounds like Iker Tanufa, if you will, the Kohanim. And Rashi. The Kohanim have a significant role with Tanufa. So Rashi there writes, "Shatunufa b'kohenim v'yicholim ov v'kochavim v'nashim lasas kohen shaliach." So what's the significance of tunufa b'kohenim? The fact that the bialim, namely the akum and nashim, have the ability, can then appoint the kohen as a shaliach. Opposed to saying, as Rashi points out and others, opposed to saying that you don't need bialim, kohen can do it alone. There's no role of the bialim. Rashi says that here the kohen can function as a shaliach of the bialim. And proceed to do tenufa even where the nashim, the akum, are incapable of performing tenufa on their own for whatever technical or fundamental reason. But even where they can't do tenufa b'poel, there's still a role of the bialim to do tenufa. In terms of the significance of bialim, it takes a tenufa b'bialim, at least when it comes to shlamim, is a comment of the svarno which might be enlightening. The svarno in the pasuk parashas Tzav writes concerning the tenufa b'shlamim b'shalmi yachid, hava asam toreh shabaylim nosnim l'Hashem es hakol hachele v'hechazeh v'kohenim yisholchan gavoa kazachu. The tenufa performed by the bialim demonstrates that the kohenim's zechia b'chaz v'shok is yisholchan gavoa kazachu. Perhaps by combining the Chaz V'Shok together with the Emurin, indicating that everything really is Mishochan Gavoa, just that the Kohanim are going to receive the Chaz V'Shok, and that's what the Bialim accomplished in Tnufa, and the Kohen's role in Tnufa is that of the recipient.
Do what the Bialim is doing, that makes it Mishochan Gavoa?
No, the Bialim are demonstrating this is really all the Gavoa. I'm taking the Emurin together with the Chaz V'Shok. It should all go on Mizbeach. But we're giving part of it to the Kohen, and that's Mishochan Gavoa Kosachu. Should have gone to Mizbeach instead of going to the Kohen. And that's demonstrated by the process of Tanufa. Now Rashi does say that the source, Rashi there in Saidal, the source for Tanufa B'Bailim is from Nazir, Al Kapeha Nazir. So even though Nazir isn't the same necessarily as classic Shamayach in terms of the Manus Kuna, but it might be similar enough to the source of this idea, even if the emphasis is on Chaz V'Shok. Natanael pointed out that if we emphasize Chaz V'Shok, Rashi might be somewhat different than the Tosas Rid. Tosas Rid in Kiddushin quotes independent psukim, both for Shlomim and for Nazir and for Sota, all indicating that Iker Tanufa B'Bailim, definitely by Minchas Knos, is no Chaz V'Shok. So there, the significance of Chaz V'Shok in Iker Tanufa B'Bailim might be minimized. Similar ideas expressed, possibly, by Tosos in Zvachim and Daf Kufi Zayin Mevez in the Sugya of Bama Ketana. The Gemara says over there that Chaz V'Shok Einohagin bivama katana. There is no giving of the chas v'shalv to the kohanim bivama katana. Rashi writes, "Dechiv behu lahanif tenufa l'Hashem," because of the requirement of tenufa, and tenufa has to be done l'Hashem in a bama katana that's not considered to be l'Hashem. Tosfos there asks, if it is the case that there's no chaz v'shov because of this impediment of tenufa, then why can one bring a mincha b'bama katana, according to the day that you can bring a mincha b'bama katana, absent hagasha? If hagasha is in question as critical to the process of a mincha as tenufa is to the process of chaz v'shov, so if tenufa, which needs to be l'Hashem and is not considered l'Hashem in b'bama katana, prevents chaz v'shov, so why shouldn't hagasha, which has to be l'fnei Hashem and is not l'fnei Hashem in b'bama katana, why doesn't that prevent the ability to bring a mincha? Tosfos answers that chaz v'shov is ikar mitzvasa and b'tenufa, as opposed to mincha, which is ikar mitzvasa b'kmitza v'haktara. Apparently, tenufa is more central in the process of nesinas chaz v'shov than is haktara, as opposed to mincha, where haktara is more central than hagasha. And similarly, Tosfos and Daf Kaf Tes says the same thing by Bikurim. There's no Bikurim b'bama katana because of the inability to perform tenufa.
What do you want to prove in Sfarno exactly?
That the orientation of Iker tenufa b'bailim might be chaz v'shok centered. Mm-hmm. What's the significance of the bailim in tenufa? It's the fact that they're giving the chaz v'shok to the kohanim, and working on maybe a similar idea in Tosfos in terms of the role of tenufa, particularly for chaz v'shok.
The Rav Elbel asked the question why it seems that you need to hand over the chaz v'shok to the kohen ha-makdir. And he also wants to know why you have sand, according to the Rambam, simple reading of Gemara, you have it sandwiched between the two parts of the Emurim.
It could fit into that idea. The second part.
It fits into the Sfarno, I'm not sure. Does it fit into what you want to do with the Sfarno?
Well, if you're sandwiching it with the Emurim, or between
the Emurim, then it's part of the
point. And of the first point necessarily fits in.
Right, and the Sfarnus point, which is Mishulchan Gavah Kazachu, which is that this should have been subject to Akhtara, that applies to both. But you're saying more the Bailam aspect.
Right. So if the role of Chaz v'Shok in Tenufa is central, then one can understand the Havamina of Tosefta in Periches of our Masechta. Nice sefer in Kachim entitled the Melchamas Yehuda. I forget the name of the author. He learned in Chachmi Lublin before the war, and he came to America. He was involved in Ger Chassidus and the Aguda, something with a W. So he has a siman on.
Fisher?
I don't think so. So he points out the Tosefta in Periches has a lashon that Tenuf is Noeg Bekonim. Tenufa is noheg b'kohanim levim yisraelim geirim avadim mishachrarim chalalim nesinim amzerim sezadim seskam apsudaka kurshafa. What's the havamina that tenufa shouldn't be noheg b'shalme kohen? So maybe you would have thought that if the central focus of tenufa is on the chaz v'shok, and in the shalme kohen the chaz v'shok is not distinguished from the rest of the korban in the same way that it is the korban Yisrael, so maybe you would have had a havamina that there's no tenufa the shalmei kohen. The sefer also points out that there's a gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Kaf Hei, which discusses the episode of the korbanos brought at Shaul's coronation. The Gemara there quotes a pasuk in Shmuel, "Vayarem hatabach es ashok vehe oleha vayasim lefnei shol." The Gemara has 2 days. What ha'alah is? The second day is that ha'alah refers to the chazeh, and why is it called ha'alah? The machus la lechazeh ilavei the shok kibay anufei umanfile. Because we Rashi explains over there, the chazeh is placed on top of the shok in order to perform tenufa. So Rashi there understands that Pashas and Gemara, there was actually tnufa performed on this Kazev Ashok, even though this is a Bama Ketana. That's against what we just explained in Rashi in the Gemara in Zvachim. Rashi in the Gemara in Zvachim says that there's no tnufa, there's no Kazev Ashok, the Bama Ketana, because there's no tnufa, and Pashas and Gemara in Avodah Zarah, definitely the way Rashi explains over there, is that there was tnufa b'Bama Ketana. So the Milchamas Yehuda explains that, yeah, there was tenufa, but that tenufa wasn't enough to affect the Nesinas Chazev Ashok to Kohanim. That tenufa, not with Nei Hashem, is still a tenufa, it's still part of the process of a korban, but it cannot affect a Nesina l'Kohen. So based on this, he develops the idea that maybe there are two distinct elements within tenufa. There's Tenufa Sabaylim, and the Tenufa Sabaylim represents this notion of Shulchan Gavoa Kazach and Nesina L'Kohen, and then there's a Tenufa HaKohen, which he categorizes as Harama. Tenufa Sabaylim doesn't have the same effect B'Maktano, but maybe Tenufa HaKohenim still would. Huh?
Right.
The
The Havamina would be that if there is a stronger tenufa, it would go to the Kohen, even though the Kohen isn't the Oved?
Even though the Kohen isn't the Oved.
In other words, it would be like Truma and Maisa. It would be very different than the... It had nothing to do with the Avoda. And that's what... And when you... If that's true, so then you're saying that when you do tenufa in the Beis HaMikdash, not in Abba Maktana, and the tenufa causes it to go to the Kohen, it's not going to the Kohen because of Kohen HaOved. It's not going to be like the Kohen's Zichus in other, in the Orv, right? So the Orv in Ola, or the Basar V'chatas, or the like. So, so if you take this approach, then this, you end up saying that the Achila of the Chaz of Ashok of a Kohen is very different, or the Din Zichi of the Kohen, the Matnas Kahuna, of the Chaz of Ashok is very different than all other Matnas Kahuna.
Okay. So at first I thought that this idea of a total split within Tenufa of two distinct roles isn't really evident so much in Rishonim, which might still be the case. But I... Yes, I was walking through the Beis Medrash and I saw a copy of a Bechor Shor Awa Torah on a table. So I thought I'd look at it and see if he says anything about Tenufa, and interestingly enough, he does. The last time I saw Bechor Shor was in Bible in college a long time ago. The Bechor Shor in Parshas Baloska, commenting on the Tenufa Salaviyim, I was thinking about what the connection is between Tenufa Salaviyim and the regular Tenufa Sakarbanas that we're talking about. Definitely are parallels in the Midrash Halacha. There are parallels from the Tenufas Korbanus to the Tenufas Leviim, both of Nei Hashem, among other things. But the Bechor Shor there in Baloska Perikas Pasuk Aleph writes the following: Kol Tenufos al Inyan Doron Hu. That every Tenufa is a Doron, a present. Ka Adam Shelokeach al Kapav VeOmer Hinei Zel HaMelech. It's a presentation to the king, a dramatic presentation. And he explains that's why, when it came to the Tenufa Salaviyim, there were two distinct Tenufas. There was a Tenufa of Aaron HaKohen as a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, giving the Leviim to Klal Yisrael. And there's a Tenufa of Moshe Rabbeinu as a representative of Yisrael, giving the Leviim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that double role exists with Tenufa Salaviyim, it might be a little bit of a mafteach, a little bit, to if one were to suggest a similarly dual role in Tenufas Kochim, that you have the Bailim, the Yisrael, giving the Chazev Ashok to the Kohanim, and at the same time, the Kohanim giving the Emurim to a Kadosh Baruch. Take it or leave it. The Milchamas Yehuda goes on to point out...
If you have both or two brachos?
Yes, I'll get there and tie that back. Mm-hmm. The Milchamas Yehuda also points out that while this is all true in Rashi, the Rashi may have these two roles of Tenufa, and Rashi seems to countenance a Tenufa B'ba Maktana, Tosos, that according to Zvachim, understands that's not the case. There's no Tenufa whatsoever Bibamaktana. And that's Lishitaso, he points out, of Tosus over here on Daf Samachal from the Beis, Dibur Maskil Bisrael, at the stage in Tosus in which Tosus suggests that there's no tnufa whatsoever, Bikache Akum, in a korban brought by a goy, Tosus says that's because there's no distinct chaz and v'shok. When it comes to the korban of the goy, there's no chelik habaylin, there's no chelik eaten by the bailin, by the goy, which is distinct from the chaz and v'shok. And absent that distinction, there's no makom l'tenufa. Post the korban nashim, where even if a woman can't physically perform tenufa, but at least there is a chelik habaylin distinct from the chaz and v'shok, that doesn't exist by kachay akim, and that's why by kachay akim there's no tenufa. That's very ironic that for Tosos, whereas the role of Bailim relative to Rashi is less significant, yet this line of Tosos seems to assume that Tnufa is solely dependent on the Chaz V'Shok being transferred L'Kohanim distinctly. Tosos in Kedushin and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis gives, yeah.
Why would they need Tnufa?
Right, so what we're saying admittedly only works within Samim or a korban where there is Chaz V'Shok. Then you have to say the nature of Tenufa. Right.
Okay.
Shlomim, maybe Shalmi Nazir, the nature of Tenufa, Minchas Kenos, and other things, obviously, is going to be different.
Okay.
Sorry. Tosin Kedushin is Achlam Rabban Beis gives a different teretz to the Chatzitza issue. Tosin there seems to assume that the role of Bailim, the role of Kohanim, are somewhat equivalent, or at least doesn't weigh in on that. But you need tenufa both with Bailim and with Kohanim, but there's no problem with Chatzitza because the Xeris HaKasiv is that the tenufa has to be performed both by Bailim and by Kohanim. Lashon HaRitzva in Makos, Daf Yud Ches, Rachmana Avid Yad Shneim Ki Yad Echad. That two of the hands morph into one hand, at least as far as the issue of chatzitza goes, and therefore there's no problem of chatzitza. I'm the stipler there as a hesber, but I'll leave that for now. So to sum up what we have so far in terms of shitos, Rashi, the Rid, the Ritva and Sukkah, all assume that Iker Tenufa is Bebailim. Now for the Ritva and Sukkah, even though Iker Tenufa Bebailim, there's still a problem of chatzitza. So he writes that the Bailim or the Iker, the Kohanim or the Tafel, and yet there is a problem with Chatzitza. For Rashi and the Rid, there's no problem with Chatzitza, but they all hold that Iker Tenufa of the Bailim. There's also Lashon of a Tosas HaRash, which might be a slight variation on this Shita. The Tosas HaRash in Kedushin is bothered, why do you need a special Pasuk, L'ma'i Nashim from Tenufa? Isn't it a normal Chovas HaBailim? So Chovas HaBailim performed by Yom, Mitzvah HaSei Shezman Grama, so why do you need a special pasuk for Tenufa? And Tosafot Rashi answers that, yes, Chovas HaBailim, it is Chovas HaBailim Im HaKohanim. So it's not clear what the role of Bailim relative to Kohanim is in that answer. Is it still primarily a Chovas HaBailim, just there is a role of Kohanim as well that makes it more of an avoda, and it requires a separate Xeris HaKasa of Lamay Nashim, or is the role of Kohanim more pronounced in defining Tenufa? But generally, Iker Tenufa B'Bailim, definitely Rashi, the Rid and the Ritva, maybe the Tosa Rashi as well. Post to Tosos here in Menachos, who's bothered by the Chatzitza problem, either because he holds that, so to speak, Iker Tenufa the Kohanim, or the role of the Kohanim and the Bailim is equivalent, but either way, there's a problem with Chatzitza. So then there's Tosas in Kedushin that there's a special Xeris HaKasiv, this is the way to perform Tenufa, and that's why there's no issue of Chatzitza. The Maral and Gur Aryeh in Parshas Tzav, Perek Zayin Pasuk Lamed, says that Iker Tanufa B'Kohanim, and how do we know that? Because the Iker Menith is Lamata. The person whose hands are on the bottom is obviously the force behind the action, and that's the primary player. Okay. So to apply this machlokes Yishanim, if you will, to some of the issues within Tanufa, Rashi and Ervin and Daf Nuna Ben Aleph Dibur Maskel Bahrei Meiser Behema assumed that there is a bracha recited on Tanufa. The context of Rashi is that if I have a suffix whether a given animal is subject to Tanufa or not, one would not recite a bracha, but in principle there is a bracha recited on Tanufa. Rashi Erevin Daf Nuna Amin Aleph Dibur Maskel the Hare Maiser Behema. So usually there is a bracha. Mishnah Lamelech in the very beginning of Maiser Karbonos assumes this as well. He says the Kohanim make brachas on all these avodos, Itzikos and Lilos and Agash and Tnufa, and there's no evidence, he writes, that the Rambam argues on that idea. Rashi and the Ramban has it, and he thinks the Rambam would hold that way as well. And he says the Nusach HaBracha would be Ashir Kedushan B'Kedusha Sashal Aaron, and then a reference to the specific avoda being performed. I just saw there's a Tshuvas Tmim Dayim, parenthetically, derived in discussing what klalim exists in terms of when to make brachos. The derived is in Simen Kufayin Tes in the Tmim Dayim. So in the list of things that one does not make a bracha on, he lists Hagasha. He doesn't list Tanufa, but he doesn't list any of the other avodas either. I would assume that Hagasha isn't Daka, Hagasha as opposed to Tanufa, and anyone else that discusses brachos links Tanufa and Hagasha. So then the Raivin might be holding that one does not make a bracha on Hagasha or Tanufa. I'm not sure how that fits into the klal that he outlines. But his final answer, which is one of the answers in the Tshuva Sarashba, Chelak Aleph Simi Yudches, who has a number of klalim or different rules for brachos, the Ravid only has one. The Ravid writes, "Kol mitzvah she'eino beinu lebein atzmo aval tluya v'acherim, any mitzvah that requires the participation of someone else for its performance, kigon stalka shavas aveda, pikir cholim, ein tzarach levarich." So I could better understand that possibly b'tnufa than b'hagasha, but I still question why or how tnufa hagasha and these other avodos fit into that klal.
Who does he say who is paying the bracha?
He does not.
Because if you said that
Bailam
and the
Iker,
and
right.
Bailam and the
bracha,
so they
once
they
have
checked
Tanu
B'Tushah
for
Shalom.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Well, he doesn't say the bracha either. Right. The Mishnah Melech suggests the Right. So that's the point. The Minchas Chinuch, right. The Minchas Chinuch writes that presumably if Iker Tanufa B'Bailam, then the Bailam are going to be making the bracha. And he suggests that if both the Bailam and the Kohanim have central roles in Tanufa, perhaps there would be two brachos. So again, this suggestion of two brachos implies two distinct roles for the Kohanim and the Bailam, something akin to our extrapolation of the Bechor Shor and that common story of the Melchamas Yehuda. But again, within Rishonim, aside from that Lashon Tosa Rush of Chovas HaBailam, which might be modified in his Maskan anyway, there isn't much of a clear formulation of a Chovas HaBailam as distinct from the Kohanim. The major question to deal with in the context of this discussion of Chovas HaBailam, Chovas HaKohanim, or whatever in the middle, is how is Tanufa performed absent Bailam? The Korban Hashem, the Korban Akum, the Shaleach Korbanosam Dina Sayam, the Kohen, Hamakriv, Shalmei, his own shlamin. So what do we know from Tanaitic material? With the exception of one gears from the Raivin and Taras Kohanim, there is Tanufa B'Korban Nashim, but that Tanufa is not performed by the Isha HaMakriva herself, with the exception of Minchas Knos and Shami Nazir. Shaleach Korbanosim Dina Sayam, the Tosefta in Parakhes, the Gemara quotes at the very end of the sugya, Shaleach Korbanosam Medina Sayam, Kohen Menif Al Yada. So who is it who's performing the Tanufa by Shaleach Korbanosam Medina Sayam? who performs the tenufa for a kohen who's makriv his own shlamim. So again, if there's a distinct chovetz habaylim, so you could understand the possible need for a baylim to appoint someone in their stead to fulfill their chovetz habaylim. That doesn't necessarily have to be a separate person from the kohen performing the avodah anyway. One could conceive that there is a chovetz habaylim, the baylim appointing a kohen as a shliach, but as possibly evidenced by the Rashi we cited earlier, the kohen is doing the tenufa anyway, may be performing that shlichus just as well. If we'll accept that the role of the baylim because of a shok, the tenufa is because of a shok oriented, so one might be mechalik between a Yisrael hashalech korbanos and medina sayam, where that Yisrael has some shaychus to the chaz v'shok and a stronger role b'tenufa than a kohen hamakriv shlamim shalo, where that role might be absent. Without any of these considerations, the default should probably be that a kohen absent bailim would perform the tenufa alone without any other stand-in, unless for some reason there would be a pragmatic need to have two participants in the tenufa process. The Tosefta in Perek Yud Tosefta in Perek Yud that we cited earlier, Tenufa Noheges Bekonim Levim Yisraelim, etc. And then it concludes with what we have in the end of our Gemara over here. Mishaleach zivcho biad acher kohen menef al yado, va'isha kohen menef al yado. So I think the simple reading of that Tosefta and simple reading of our Gemara is that the korbanashim or shaleach korbanosim dina sayam, there's no need for a second kohen, unless they'll say that kohen menef al yado is a reference specifically to a second kohen, a replacement kohen who's serving in addition to the kohen doing the avoda. There's a Tosefta in Perek Zayin, Tosefta Tes, which is also of note in this discussion. Chaz v'shok uzroa trumas lechem nechal lekohanim v'yoseres hakaved v'halya v'chaz v'shok nosna lekohen acher u'meiniach yado tachas yado shel kohen u'moluch u'mevi. So at first glance, nosna lekohen acher u'meiniach yado tachas yado shel kohen sounds like there are two kohanim performing the tenufa. Now the Har HaMoriah points out that as it is, this Tosefta is somewhat megumgam. The Tosefta says that the Yoseres HaKaved is given to the Kohen, when in fact we know that the Yoseres HaKaved is a Gavoa. So he's not as concerned about this Tosefta because something's wrong here as it is. But he says maybe Dafka by Shalmei Nazir Kohen, the Shalmei Nazir of a Kohen, do you need two Kohanim? He doesn't explain why, but maybe the part of the repatriation process of a Nazir is that there has to be the involvement of some other non-Nazir Kohen in the Tenufa here, perhaps. And then he suggests maybe it's true by all Shalmei Kohen, maybe all Shalmei Kohen require the participation of a second Kohen. The Chazim Yecheskel does not understand this after this way. He thinks that this line of two Kohanim is just a reference to our Gemara and Daf Samach Beis of Rav Am Hadas Malach, where there's participation of different Kohanim in the assembly line, the process leading up to and after the Tenufa. However, the next Tosefta over here might be more interesting. Ketzad Menef Shtei Halechem Nosein Chala Achas, etc. Kohen miniach yado tachas yado shel kevesh, the kohen acher miniach yado tachas yado shel kohen. So this is pretty beferish that when it comes to shtei alechem, there are two kohanim performing the process of tenufa. Even though there are no bialim to speak of when it comes to shtei alechem, if anything, you'd have been more inclined to assume that there's no need for a second kohen when it comes to shalmei tzibur. But here, the Tosefta seems pretty beferish that b'shtei lechem you would require a second kohen as part of the tenufa process. Final marmakom in Gemaras is the Yushami and Sota. Yushami and Sota beginning of the third parak, writes Abaye Gidemes, Beis Kohanim Enifim Al Yada. If you have a sota who's lame, who's lacking hands, so there, two Kohanim are Menifim Al Yada, the Mefarsh Yerushalmi Svein Al Yada means Bishvila on her behalf. So here apparently there's a need for two Kohanim. Again, one might be mechalik between sota, where she must participate, where the role of the bailin, the sota, is more pronounced than the role of the bailin, the shlamim, let's say, and there you need a kohen to act in her stead in tznufa. As opposed to shame kohen, even mishalei korbanos medina sayam, where the role of the bailin might be less prominent. Minchas kohen assumes, without explaining anything, that if a kohen brings his own shlamim, then he performs the tenufa on his own. There's no need for any other stand-in. There's no need for any assistant. Mikdash David, citing this Yerushalmi and Sota, thinks that by Shaleh Korbanos and Medina Sayam, there's a need for two Kohanim. He explains, somewhat novelly, that tenufa is an avoda. Inasmuch as tenufa is an avoda, he thinks it should be possible bizarre. But nevertheless, the Bailim aren't considered a czar le'inyan zeh. In some hafkav, their czar status le'inyan tenufa. So where the Bailim are in a position to perform tenufa, they do so. Where they don't, they can't appoint another Yisrael in their place because this other Yisrael would not have the same czar exempt status. But a second Kohen needs to act in their stead. To be the representative of the Bailim, Bitnufa. So he doesn't present this as a Chovas HaBailim per se, but he definitely assumes that Tenufa must be performed by two people, and the Bailim must be replaced by a stand-in. One other possible way out of this Yerushalmi of Gidemes, I don't necessarily think is correct, but enough to at least mention. I thank Yaakov Jaffe for his helping formulate this. The Yerushalmi reads as follows. K'siv l'kacha kohen b'yad ha'isha eith minchasa k'na'os v'chi al yadahu meinif v'lo al yadahu meinif ela mikan shehu no'la mitok l'chol v'nosim v'chi shareis v'kohen b'neach ez yado tachta u'manifa. So Al Yado and Al Yada in this line in the Yerushalmi doesn't mean on her behalf, it means on her hand. The Kohen is Menif on the hand of the Isha. Then the Yerushalmi continues a few lines later that Kidemes Beis Kohen and Menif and Al Yada. So as I said earlier, the Mefarshei Yerushalmi explained Al Yada means on her behalf, which is a different usage than Al Yada of a few lines earlier. So maybe one could suggest, in light of the day on the Bali Tosis and Chulin and Dachkovav, the Rabbeinu Avram, that sometimes Yad might mean up to the elbow as opposed to up to the wrist, that perhaps a Gidemes is really Mechuyevis in Tenufa and must participate in Tenufa because she really has a Yad, according to that Deya, even though she can't practically participate in Tenufa because she's lacking a hand. So Beis Kohanim Menifin Al Yada means that you need two Kohanim to allow her to perform Tenufa on her Yad, namely her arm. One Kohen places the Minchas Kenos on top of her, the other one does Tenufa underneath, and that way the kashas on the Minchas Chinuch are resolved, and Al Yada means the same thing in the second line in the Yerushalmi as it does in the first.
Just go back to the Mikdash David, with this very bizarre notion that somehow it's an Ahoda, but he's not a Zelgadi in Yen Zen. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that Lishitaso, since he holds following Rashi, Etchelika, Tenufa, the violin, so what he's saying is, and again this means development elsewhere, but the idea would be that not only say a Zara is possible, it's because he's not Shayach here, and as soon as you can have someone else do the Ahoda, so then he's possible and he's out. But if by definition, no one else could possibly do this Ahoda except for him, so that's why he gets this notion that he's not a Zara in Yen Zen. Because this is a case where the Kohen is excluded because it's
well, he's saying someone else can do it instead of him, meaning where he can't do it, so that's the Rosh Hashanah, and another Kohen is doing it on his behalf, just because another Yisrael is doing it on his behalf.
Right.
Right, so that could be, I mean, so that could be Nidin Shlichos, whatever. Rashi also has
Shlichos. Okay, but yes, so what do you want to say again? Fine.
So if Seeker is Shlichos of the violin, right. That itself, that Shita could help to at least explain a little bit better this bizarre notion that he's a czar, right? But, and yet you would have said that he's kasher leinyan zeh. So I'm trying to explain what kind of idea that is. So maybe if you hold Yikr Tzufa B'Vaylam, the czar means someone who's not shayach to the savoda. That's not appropriate for him. It's not his place. But Yikr Tzufa B'Vaylam, then in a sense, the czar has greater degree of shaykhus to this savoda than to any other, and sort of explain what for this idea that someone has not a savoda.
In every culture,
there's
no
kodesh
czar.
I never say that.
Rashi and Das Samachal from the Beis Tanufa writes the Shel Nashim Meiniflu Kohen Lechudei. You have a Korban Nashim, the Kohen alone performs Tanufa. It doesn't necessarily sound like the Kohen is per se fulfilling the role of the Bailim. It could be all Rashi means is that here you don't need Bailim. Even if Ikra Tanufa B'Bailim, where you have Bailim, the Bailim are an integral participant. Where you don't have Bailim, then you're lacking that element, but nothing in the broader picture is lost. The Rashi also, Dibur Maskil Im Kain, V'ein Anashim Menifin, Hein Atzman, Ela Kohen. So again, it could be the Kohen is really divorced from the Bailim in the case of Korban Nashim. And that's also Tazir Reid in Kedushin has a similar line.
What about the Shaliach Rashi?
Right, so that might only be in that Havamina, right? Right, that line is within a Havamina that Tasef, before the time of Lomar. Or if you're more impressed by that Rashi and you want to read that as being true even in the end, so then I think you could do that also. The Piskei Rid here in Menachos has a different shita than the Rid in Kedushin. Piskei Rid writes, Korban Hashem Tan Tnufa, Aval Mir Lo Shetavu Hi Bazar El Hanif, Ela Baila Hayavab Im Koma, O Krova. So she obviously can't come to the Azara, doesn't come to the Azara to do Tanufa, but her husband does it in her stead. O Krova, or her relative, Im Lo Hayo Baal, if there's no Baal. Vaya Meinef Bavura, and he performs Tanufa on her behalf. So it's interesting here, I would have well understood that if she can't perform Tanufa, the Bailim performs it on her behalf, because if Ikra Tanufa B'Bailim, the Bailim somehow is the same party as say Yishlof Kigufa, like the Radvaz in a different context, but the Bayim is really has a chelik in his korban or a chelik in his wife. Karov is a little bit more difficult to understand, unless Karov might just be Lavdafka. Practically speaking, there's no Baal. You need someone to stand in, and we're not bothered by another czar standing in. So Karov is the most likely person to stand in on her behalf, but if Lavdafka could really be any Israel, and then the Piskei Rid is saying that you do need a stand-in, and that stand-in could really be anyone. Shita Mekubetzes on Samachal from the Beis Oth Beis, as well as Mashmos of Rashi, and one day in Tosos, assume that Lahalacha, there's no Tanufa the Korban Akum whatsoever, in distinction to Korban Nashim, where there is Tanufa, just not performed by the Nashim. Yeah, Tom.
If you say, like you're saying in the Rid, so it could be the Piskei Rid, that you're just stressing that it's the responsibility of the Bailam, and it's the Isha, to remain if and she gets someone in her place. In other words,
right,
as opposed to being transferred to the realm of the Kohanim,
right,
and so it's still in place of the Bailam, that's why it would be Karo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
And
well, that's why it would be Karov, but we're still saying Karov is Lavdafka.
Right, no, Karov is Lavdafka, but by saying Karov, it says that it's her responsibility.
She had only said Bailim, so that's
good. She tossed out with the Rid elsewhere, the first Rid in Kedushin, which is Ikra Bailim. In other words, that points to Ikra Bailim.
Would the mikdash have
agreed
to that?
And the Talmud Rebbe himself doesn't say that in Kiddushin.
Right. Well, obviously, what? The mikdash doesn't say. The mikdash doesn't say.
It has to be the gzeiras kozdafka for the original violin.
Right.
And that's their extension of their.
Right. And it's a really shita, just the Talmud Rebbe himself doesn't say that in Kiddushin.
Otherwise,
right, definitely could say. So for Tosas, as we noted earlier, if there's a distinction between Korban Hashem and Korban Akum, the reason that there's no tenufa b'chlal by Korban Akum is because of the lack of a distinct chaz v'shok. All the chelak hanechal of the shalmei akum, or there is a shalmei akum, all the chelak hanechal goes to the kohanim. The Shinzo Gubetz says, the way he formulates it is that Korban Akum ain't of the Kochavim Ochlin Esabasar Lefigach ain't lehem Din Bailim. As opposed to Korban Hashem, who are Ochlin Esabasar and have a Din Bailim, Korban Akum, by dint of the fact that they don't have a Chelek in the Basar, don't have a status of Bailim, that prevents their Tnufa. Biskarov leaves that with the Sarachian as to why the status of Bailim should affect Tnufa. I think when we gave the Chabur 3 years ago, we suggested that it might be related to Kapara. If an Akum doesn't receive Kapara from his Karbanos, and Tnufa is somewhat Kapara-oriented, Shiare Mitzvah, then there might not be any point of Tnufa the Korban Akum. In terms of the Malkum Tnufa, which Yigal almost got to last week, just Rashi Prakim. Rashi understands that the Makam Tanufa is Mizrach the culture came out of Rashi and Daf Samachalov. That Tanufa may be performed in Mizrach, but culture came could be performed in Marav, Bein Ulam Lumizbeach. Opposed to the Rambam, the Mashmos of the Rambam is that it may be performed, must be performed Dafka in Mizrach. So the Pashtus should be like the Rambam, that if the participation of Bailim, if there is participation of Bailim, generally speaking, the Bailim are permitted in that area of the Ezra's Kohanim, Litzorech Smicha, and the like. But if Tanufa could be performed in Mizrach, then it should Dafki be performed in Mizrach, there wouldn't be any Heter for them Likanis bin Ulam Lamizveach. If according to Mikdash David, so he's not a Zar Linyan Zeh, so maybe he's not a Zar Linyan Zeh, Linyan Knisa Ben Ulam Lizveach, but, and obviously if the role of Bailim is more central, then one could more easily understand Shitas Rashi.
Are you saying the Rambam doesn't apply to Shalmei Kohen?
That the Rambam doesn't apply, I hadn't thought about that, but...
But the Rambam's point
is right.
Right.
Keep saying, except for Bikurim.
Right.
It'd be hard to say.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Shalmei Tzibur.
Yeah.
And then the first point, couldn't Rashi have just been referring to the Korban Tzibur, which required Tzufa? Meaning it's a Heter in Korban Kabbalah Zohar. Right. So if you need the Bailim, then it has to be Mizrach. But if you don't have Bailim, then you have to say.
You even might say that the Bailim can do it if they can't do it, but that has nothing to do with the Tnufa. There are two issues. One, can they do it? And the other is, what's the Mokhmat?
The Tnufa, where there are Bailim, could only be performed in Mizrach. Absent Bailim.
If they're Yisraelim, but it has nothing to do with, that's not doing Tnufa. That's just, that would be a separate question. If you could do it, is it enough of a voda to be mounted? That would be a question.
Right. But now that anyone would say that there's any reason that the Bailim should be able to go to Yisraelim to perform Tnufa.
There would
be any reason.
Even if there wasn't, right?
Right. But and then the Pashas and Mishnayis and Kalim is like that. That doesn't list Tnufa among.
Right. I'm just saying that could, but it still doesn't affect the question and the Nafkamina.
Right. Okay. Fair. Good? Okay. Shita Sarambam. The Rambam, in general, seems to emphasize the role of Kohanim and Tnufa. And not the role of Bailim. To start with Maaser Karbanos, Parates, Hilchos Shlomim, Parates Lachavav, Ketzad Maaser Shloshtan, Nosen Emurin Mechazev Shok Al Yidei Bailim, Koy Miniach Yadu Tachas Yidei Bailim, Umeinif Hakolof Nei Hashem Mizrach, Ketzad Humeinif, Moloch Humevi Malul Morid, So the entire process is being performed by the Kohanim. There's no active participation of the Bailim. Lashon Rambam in Nezirus Periches Halacha Dalid, the Acharkach Notil Hakohen Es Azro B'Sheila Nosnan Al Kapei Nazir O Hanazira Umanif. And again, the Kohen is active, the Bailim is passive. Sota Perigim Halacha Tesvav Kohen Miniach Yado Tachta Umanifa V'Chulei V'Achar Shemein Is Magish. Again, Kohen is active, she is passive. The Talmud pointed out it could be that here the Rambam is just presenting the Seder Avoda in all these situations, which is the avod of the Kohen, but even so, it is of note that the emphasis is on the Bailim and not so much on the Kohen and not so much on the Bailim. Mechusar Kippurim Peri Beis Halacha Dalid. That's interesting in its own right. There, the Rambam does not mention Bailim at all. Pashtus in the Rambam is that, presumably for technical reasons, there's no participation of the Bailim ba'asha mitzora. Va'kohen lokeach ha'asham shal mitzora kishehu chai u'meinifaso imlok ha'asham v'mizrach. Kohen takes the asham mitzora and performs a tenufa, sounds like on his own, no participation of the Kohen. That's a slight problem. The Tosefta Negaim Periches Halacha Dalid is the favorite that the Bailim do perform tenufa in conjunction with the Kohen ba'asha mitzora. Position of the Rashi and Mishnayis Peridalit as well. The Chazon Ish is bothered by this, assumes the Rambam can't possibly be paskening against the Tosefta. So he thinks that maybe the Rambam there writes at the conclusion of the halacha Kederach Kol HaTenufos, that Kederach Kol HaTenufos means with the participation of the Bailim, and the Rambam didn't even have to spell it out, Beferish. He's bothered by technicality of the Rambam, that the Hemshech of the Rambam doesn't necessarily flow, because the Rambam, the next halacha, writes, and then you're maybe a sasha l'mitzora. If the mitzora is already there, then you're not being maybe anything to the mitzora is there already. But what you do see from the Chazon Ish is that he's willing to assume that the role of Bailim may be so insignificant in the Rambam that it's just the detail subsumed under Kedera Kol HaTenufos and doesn't even have to be explicated. Just to round out the picture, the Rambam in Psulim Mukdashim, Perak Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin, doesn't necessarily tell you anything. Im Hanifa and Baal, Chozer HaKohen Umeinif, talking about what happens if the Baal performs Tenufa exclusively, so then the Kohen has to go back and do Tenufa. But again, that might fit into this idea that the role of the Kohenim seems to be more significant. There are indications in other Rambams that might play up the role of the Bailim.
That Rambam is about Zar, right?
Right. But it says, if the Zar is Meinif, so then the Kohen has to step in.
He has to do it again.
Right.
And what, so that, what do you want to prove from there?
Tenufa, the real Tenufa is Tenufa HaKohen. That'll right. Be true regardless.
Right.
That's not...
Right.
You don't see much. You don't see anything. Correct. There are other Rambams that may indicate the more significant role of Bailim. The Rambam Bikurim, Perek Yimah Halachi Yedeis, Hamevi Es HaBikurim, V'chulei, Morid es hasal me'al ksefo, v'yocheiz b'svasav, v'hakoim miniach yisyadu tachta v'mein efekori. So here it's a Bailim who is the initiator. He's maybe, he's Morid, he's ocheiz b'svasav, and then the Kohen is miniach yadu tachta v'mein ef. Mein ef there might be going primarily in the Bailim also, but it could be Bikurim is really a different parsha than Kachim in general.
And the context there is the whole process of Bikurim where he's marching with the whole time with the...
He is right. Physically taking initiatives. Here in Maaseh Karbanos Perek Tes, Halacha Tes Vav, the Rambam writes, Shnayim Sheviyu Shlamim B'Shutvis Ha'echad Meinif B'Shus Chavero. So there the Tenufa is the Bailim's Tenufa. Halacha Tes Zayin Ha'isa Isha Balas HaKorban Eina Manifa V'Alkoi Meinif. So if the Isha is a Balas HaKorban, she doesn't perform Tenufa. But if it's an Ish, then he is Meinif. So that sounds a little bit like the role of the Bailim is more prominent in Tenufa, but that might just be, you have to explain what happens when the Bailim are absent or when there's a complication, who performs the role of the Bailim, but not necessarily that the role of the Bailim in and of itself is primary. What you do see in the Rambam is that, on the one hand, we'll use the term Ikar Tenufa B'Kohanim, that the role of the Kohanim is much more prominent than that of the Bailim. And on the other hand, at the same time, Chatzis is not a problem, because the way the Rambam described Tenufa in Parakas Halacha Vav was that the Kohen Meniach Yado Tachas Yad HaBailim, and he's obviously not bothered by the Yad HaBailim constituting a Chatzis between the Yad HaKohen and the Korban. So he doesn't hold Rashi, because he holds that Ikar Tenufa is B'Kohanim, and he doesn't hold Tosos, even though Ikar Tenufa B'Kohanim, he's not bothered by the Chatzitza. So he might hold, like the Tosin Kedushin, that is Xeris Akasuv, and Tenufa is performed equally by Bailim and Kohanim, or the Xeris Akasuv tells you that there's no problem with Chatzitza. Or, what had struck me, and then I saw the Brisker Rav basically says the same idea, is that for the Rambam, the Yad HaBailim is really part of the process of the Tenufa Sakoin. The way the Brisker Rav formulates in one place is that the Yad HaBailim is really like a kli, that the Kohen is the one performing the Tenufa, but he's not just performing the Tenufa on the Mincha, on the Salmim, he's performing the Tenufa on the Yidei HaBailim as well. So the way the Brisker Rav formulates it is that for the Bailim, there's a din of Munach B'yado. Part of the process is that the Korban has to be placed al pisas yad on the hand of the Bailim directly. And from the perspective of the Bailim, if there's any chatzitza between the Bailim's hand and the Korban, that would pose a problem. But for the Kohen, there's no din chatzitza. The way he says it is that there's no din chatzitza because, quotes of Chaim, that there's only a problem with chatzitza where you need atma shel Kohen, which is only by avodas that have to be done b'min. Or he says it's lav avodahi. But you can say more simply that, you know, leaving the technicalities aside, this is part of the process. This is tenufas. Tenufas HaKohen requires tenufas Yidei HaBailim. Yidei HaBailim, as we said, is like a kli.
So the funny thing is that he says it for Rashi, too.
Right. So that's...
It doesn't sound the way to Rashi.
Right. He thinks that explains Lashon HaRambam in Perek Tes Halacha Ches. The Ketzan Manichan Ayidei HaBailim, Nothing as a Chalavim, etc. So why does the Rambam again stress Yidei HaBailim? We already told us that Tenufa is many of the other topics had a Bailim, because of this idea that Yidei HaBailim plays an integral role in the Tenufa. He also says that this explains the discrepancy between the Rambam's presentation in Maaseh Karbonos and the Rambam's presentation in Bikurim. Whereas the Rambam here in Maaseh Karbonos says that Kohen Meniach Yado Tachas Yad HaBailim, in Bikurim, as we quoted just before, he is Ocheis Besvasov, the Bailim is Ocheis Besvasov, and the Kohen is Meniach Yado Tachtav. So in a vacuum, that might sound like there the Rambam is concerned about Chatzitza, the Tenufas Bikurim. The Pashas is that the Rambam is just quoting the Mishnah in Bikurim Kitzurasa. That's the Lashon Mishnah, that's what the Rambam does. But the Brisker Rav thinks that when it comes to Bikurim, there's no such din of Munachim Misalcho. And he thinks that there shouldn't be a problem with Chatzitza at all. There should be no Havamina that there'd be a problem with Chatzitza because Bikurim isn't an Avodah. And all the Rambam is saying is not that you must do it this way, but you can do it this way. As opposed to regular Tenufas Shlamim, Tenufas Munachos, where it must be Yad HaBailim al Yad HaKohen, and it can't be done any other way. When it comes to Bikurim, you have the option. If you want, the Bailim can hold one part of the Kli, and the Kohanim can hold a different part of the Kli.
What do you have before the the point is the way you had it over here, we had both of them have to give it together. But the credit is not getting it from Hefer, he's getting it for their Hefer. But he's giving it together with the there's a fundamental difference. You can see the way it goes.
Okay. Torah's Rambam has a different take on the difference between Shlamim and Bikurim. He writes, Abay Shlamim, the Yad is more significant, that it has to be Yad Abaylim al Yad HaKohen, because the Pasuk Yadav Tiviyana Derech Haba'a, as opposed to Bikurim, where the Yad Abaylim is holding the Kli on the top, Derech Mesir La'acher, based on V'lakach HaKohen, Hatana Miyodecha. To give a little bit of Nesinas Tam to the role of the Dei Abaylim, the Tnufa, there's a Ralbag in the end of Parshas Sav, Parshas Shmini, after Parshas Sav. He has a long description of different elements of Lodos HaKarbanos and what they represent. So he discusses how, I don't understand all the philosophy, but somehow the Tnufa Sazeb Ashok represents the different parts of the animal that move, bin abaki at that point, and then somehow, and waving it all around, it represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in the world in the Bria, and the Kohanim, by holding the hand of the Bailim, are directing the thoughts of the Bailim towards this general Hashkafa of how the world works. But
Here and the other plane there.
And that's the Gemara of Gosha,
right?
Fine. So if we have this Havan in the Rambam that Tnufa is really being performed at the Yad HaBaylim, so we're marviach a few things. Number one, we will understand why there's no problem with Chatzitza, because after all, the Yad HaBaylim held by the Kohen is part of the process, like the Kli. We also understand, possibly, Lashon HaRambam in Hilchas Sota is a little bit meduyak. The Rambam writes, Paragim Alacha Tesvav, V'acher kach mashka osa, V'acher shetishta loka lokeach kli yasharis shabaha mincha, V'tei the kli yasharis, V'nos no al yodeha, and you place it masculine, namely the Kli Yasharis, al yadeha, on her hand. The Kohen miniach yado tachteha, and the Kohen places his hand under her, feminine, umanifa, feminine. So what are you being manif? If you're being manif the Kli Yasharis, that was the last object that he referred to, it should have said umanifo. So minifa sounds like it's going on yadeha. This Rambam is more or less copy from the Yerushalmi, just the Rambam leaves out a line. In the Yerushalmi, it also says manifa, but there it's modifying the kli. But the way the Rambam presented the law, it's modifying. There's no kli that's modifying. So yeah, maybe a diuk. You also understand why, for the Rambam, absent bailim, let's say in the case of korban nashim, there's no need for two kohanim. There's no din that you need two kohanim. There's no evidence of two independent roles in tenufa. Tenufa yidei bailim means that where there are bailim, the optimal, the preferred, the prescribed way of performing tenufa is for the kohen to take the main of the yidei bailim. Where there's no bailim, so that element of tenufa doesn't exist. No different, absent bailim, than your regular shtei alechem and mitzvas omer, where there's never any bailim to begin with. The Radvaz writes over here that Davar Pashut, according to Rambam, that since Baal Ki Ishto, if a woman doesn't do tenufa, then the Baal will do it instead. I don't think there's much of a chreyach to necessarily say that in the Rambam.
But you want to say before that the prescribed says that there's no chatzitza, like Kurim, it's just an option.
So accordingly, you explained it though that it's din hanacha, so it's like the balls of kli. It wouldn't be a chatzitza.
No, he's saying there's no concept of chatzitza when it comes to bikurim because it's not avoda.
Right, but the way you said over pshat that really the pashat is wrong is that.
Well, I wasn't saying that for bikurim.
Right. No. So in bikurim, meaning that's where you would scrub. You would assume that the kohen can't keep his hands under the ball.
But he's saying there's no chatzitza anyway because it's not avoda.
Right,
it's just a din of chatzitza.
Right,
if there was a din, then maybe you could.
Right, I was saying Michal said even without leaving inside for scrub and assuming there would be a chatzitza, and maybe there would be a coin. So obviously, Tosas assumes there would be a concept of chatzitza.
Right.
So if there was, if the way you, based on the way you explained what pshat and ralam, then it would be a, you wouldn't be able to do bikurim zim yad of tachas file mamish, because then it would be a chatzitza. Meaning that there no longer need to have a chanat. There's no like.
If there was a concept of chatzitza,
right? Meaning, you said you were arguing on brisket rub. You said there's no. And arguing on brisket rub. You were like saying
different.
Well, not arguing. You're saying a different shot. You're saying a different shot in the realm. Meaning, why there's no chatzitza? Because it's like a kli.
Well, the brisket rub did use that lashon.
Right.
You're saying
that's why there's no chatzitza.
Right.
Once you assume that.
No, I think
it was. Once you're saying that Michal's saying that the pshat reason is no chatzitza is simple because the ball's like a kli. So if the ball's like a kli, that's why there's no chatzitza.
I think Brisker Rav says that.
Right, but okay.
Brisker Rav says the ball's like a kli.
Right, but Michal's saying that's why there's no chatzitza.
That's what he says.
Right, but I thought there's two reasons why it's not
chatzitza.
Because
the Rambam
says it's not
Navoda.
Right.
Like
that's
a separate thing. His one here, he says you can either go with the fact that it's not Navoda.
Would that be an Afkamina though? If
Bikurim. I mean, Kinur Chaim Ravel. He himself, his pshat is at the. Just the words Kli, I think, appear, if I'm correct,
in the stencils
and not in the Chibor. But the Mahalik is the same, just those mm-hmm. added words that it's.
Right.
It's actually, he says everything but that in the
right.
Almost.
So I was waiting for that.
Yeah, right.
Even there, it's only the very end.
Right.
That just dramatizes it.
Right.
The other thing, your Marviach, is you again understand why there's no need for Shutvin to all do Tanufa. Lashon HaRambam, which is itself interesting, the Gemara said that the Gemara uses the term al yado. The Rambam halacha that's love. Shnayim sheviyu shlamim b'shutva se'echem meinith b'shut chavera. So, why exactly use the Lashon of b'shut? I'm still not sure. But what you see is that there's no chovas abaylin per se to perform tenufa. You just need one of the abaylin involved to be there to allow the coin to be made of the other.
To be representative of both of them.
Right.
So you do need to have two. It's just a question whether you need both of them to be my one should do it for both of them.
No, I'm saying is you don't even need one to do. All you need is one of them. If the other guy's out of town, and it's
what
not shlichus.
What do you mean reshus?
Reshus means something less than shlichus. It's not that the other baal have to appoint this baal in their stead. It means that there's a consensus. One of them is going to go to the Beis Hamikdash and take care of the one will do tenufa because tenufa has to be done by one of the bialim. It's not a formal shlichus. It's not that there's any chiyuv on the part of any of the bialim per se to be involved in the tenufa.
That could be even in general bialim is more pronounced. That could still be just that it's not a chovas habailim. It's the korban needs the ingredient of bialim, and I can get that from any of the bialim. And that doesn't have to prove that the whole role of bialim is muted. Just that it's not a chovas agavra; it's something that the carbon tone of bialim also.
Okay. Fine. We'll just spend a few minutes on the topic of negiyah shel abederach chiba. The Shulchan Aruch in the end of Siman Kuf Sadi Hei Yeredeya. Sif Tesvav and Tesayin Hilchas Harchakos Im Huchol of the Eilam Mishay Shem Shenu Zulasa Mutaris Hashem Sho Rashi Tizar V'yoser Shetuchol Mirachasas Panav Yadav Ragla V'atzasimita B'fanav Isha Chol of Inida Asr L'bay L'ligaba K'day L'sham Sho K'gon L'akima L'ashkiva L'samcha Ramav Yesh Omrim Dim Eilam Mishay Shem Shenu Mutar Bakol So the Beis Yosef points out that the ability or the heter b'shas etzorech of the baal to be mimashmesh to be to perform any of these activities then the Rama on the end in Sifri Zayin in baal rofei asal mashish lahadofek Rama l'fi mashik asati dinogin heter im tzricha elav the mishamish la kol shekin demutu mashish lahadofek. If the husband's a doctor and he's the only one who can take her pulse, he's allowed to do so. So the Beis Yosef points out that that should be called in Machlokes, what he calls the Ramban, which is the Tshuvas HaMichasos, the Rashba, and the Rambam, whether Negias Erva is Asur Min HaTorah or not. If there's Nisr D'Oraisa, then even Malkum Pichuch Nefesh, it should be Avos Raida V'Dazara, it should be Asur, whereas if it's Nisr D'Rabbanan, then b'makom atzorech, b'makom pichuch nefesh, it would be mutter. The Shach points out in Sif Katan Kaf that even according to the Rambam, even if negias erva is asur min haTorah, that's not any negia. That's only negia derech chiba. Lashon Rambam in Hilchos Yisuri Bia Perakot Beis Halacha Aleph. And see, Lashon HaShach, quoting from the Rambam, is Kishaosa Derech Taiva V'Chibas Bia. Even according to the Rambam, that Negias Erva is Daraisa, that only applies if it's Derech Taiva V'Chibas Bia. The Shach said that's the reason for the Minim HaRofim.
What is the
Vav
there?
V'Chibas
Bia? Or just Derech Taiva O'Chibas?
So Lashon HaShach is Derech Taiva V'Chibas Bia. And Lashon HaRambam is Derech Taiva. Kol Abal Irva Min Arayas Derech Ivarim O Shechibek B'Nishek Derech Taiva B'Nena B'Kirav Basar Hareza Loke Min HaTorah. Right, so that's the formulation of the Shach.
That's a very important thing.
I didn't realize that. Good. So one important marmokum for this discussion is Yerushalmi, that Arto Sukkot, Yerushalmi and Sota. In discussing the tenufa of the Kohen on the Mitzvahs Kenos, Yerushalmi writes, Kohen miniach es yado tahto manifa. Ve'en hadavar kiyor, maybe mapa, ve'en ochotetz, u'maybe koin zaken, afilu tamar yeled, she'en yetzer hara matzoi lisha. So, a few observations to start. The Yerushalmi first says, ve'en hadavar kiyor, and then explains why it's not kiyor, whatever the answers are. But it sounds like the only concern of Yerushalmi is for kiyur, but not for something which is asur meikar adin. So it could be that the action described would be asur meikar adin in other contexts. Here, there's a special gzeiras hakasa, a special process. But nevertheless, despite the gzeiras hakasa, despite the Torah's instructions, we're concerned about kiyur, and you want to do it in the optimal way to avoid whatever kiyur is possible. Point number two is that it sounds like Mappa would have obviated whatever problem of Kiyur there is, if not for the side problem of Chatitza. The Gemara's first inclination was to say that Mappa would solve this problem, but there's a side problem of Chatitza. So if the concern here is only of Kiyur, if there was a more pronounced Isser, would Mappa obviate the Isser, or does Mappa only obviate Kiyur? And then number three, the Gemara concludes that afilu katan is okay because ein yetzer hara matzoi l'sha'a. And there, it's mutter even without a mapa. So again, is it mutter only to solve the problem of ki, or is it mutter even if there's a more problematic isser?
And zaken.
Zakin sounds like maybe even not Lashon. Okay. So there's a Chubas based Yehuda, Evan Ezra Sim Lam and Gimel. In the context of discussing Chupas Nida, can, in the situation of Chupas Nida, the Baal give the Tabas directly Ridei Haisha? So he quotes our Yerushalmi, and he says that maybe the heter of the Yerushalmi of the Shah is based on one of two considerations. Either that the context of Minchas Knos was done by Zara, the Knufia, Kol HaNashim Omdosam, Rabbi Mitzuyim, such that under those circumstances there's no consideration of Yetzer Hara Sholeh. If that's true, he reasons that the same should be true with Chupas Nida. It's done in public, there's a lot of fanfare, no one should be concerned about any possible wrongdoings. Then he says, maybe Pshat in the Yerushalmi of the Shah is at that time. What's at that time? That the context of the episode is one of Devar Erva. The reason so this here is because of what she was accused of doing. And Lo Ya'al Odas, that someone is going to be Nichshal at that very time in the same Aveira that got the Sota or the alleged Sota here in the first place. And if that's the case, then that would not allow for Heter B'chupas Nida. Then he points out that you see from the Yerushalmi that one of two things. Either Negia B'erva is only a Din D'Rabbanan, because if it was a Din D'Araisa, then there shouldn't be any heter. He's assuming we're talking about a formal iser, not only a kir, but B'chia Gavna, we avoid it. Or that the whole Nida of Yerushalmi is not Derechiba. If it's not Derechiba, then even if in general Negia B'erva is D'Araisa, but here not Derechiba, there's only D'Rabbanan, there's a lower level iser, and can be gone around where circumstances warrant. So his conclusion in this tshuva is that it's better not to. Rav Avadya in Yabia Omer Chelek Hei Eben Ezer Simen Yud points out that the reason of Knufya, the reason of Davar Erva, don't apply Davar Erva not at all and Knufya not Kvelosu Amida to Nazira. The din is that Nashim are Manifas not only in Minchas Knos but even by Shalmi Nazir. By Shalmi Nazir, the woman's participating Kvelosu Amida as Minchas Knos, and yet there's no Dover Erva component, Rava Sotva Kukul notwithstanding. And even if there is some Knufya Bazar, it's not the same Knufya as Sota, where there is a Bedafka gathering of Kol Anashim to witness the process. So Ravadia thinks that Lomi by according to the Orza Rua, that there's no problem of none of the Hilchos Nida apply till after the condition is affected. There's more reason to be Makel. But even without that, he has at least four reasons to be Mekel, some of them working off our Yerushalmi. Number one, he understands that the heter of the Yerushalmi of Shah is a short amount of time. It's the process of Tenufa is a short process. Siris HaTabas is even shorter process. The Yerushalmi saying that if the infraction is only for a very minimal amount of time, it's for one moment, then that doesn't concern us so much. Number two, Rabbi Mitzuyim. Number three, Emes HaTzibur. And number four, he says that this is Davar Shebekdusha, you need a minyan. So even more than Emes HaTzibur, you have what he calls the Susa de Shechina, that nothing is going to go wrong where the Shechina is present.
Does there have to be that's the assumption. So why does it happen? We try to help.
We'll try it in Lemia. Rav Avadya quotes the Tshuvas by Yosef Avram from Aleppo. He writes that the minhag of Aleppo was B'chupas Nida, the kal would wear gloves, and they base this minhag on this Yerushalmi of Mappa. Apparently Mappa, at least to some extent, obviates the problem of Negiah, so even where it's, let's call it Shalobah Derechiba, it's always better to wear a glove. What?
They don't give a ring.
What they give?
Money.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll be the same issue. So Ravadi just points out that if you use a glove, this might be a kula asili de chumrah. He quotes a series of at least a dozen achronim who think that there would be a problem of chatzitza when it comes to Nesinas HaTabas, quote the Divrei Malkiyo, that the Derech HaZohar, the Tabas, represents Kesher of a Kesher Baruch in Klal Yisrael. So just like Beit Tefillin has to be Aliyad Mamish without chatzitza, so the Nesinas HaTabas has to be Aliyad Mamish without chatzitza. And what's more, isn't it a Bizayin HaMitzvah to perform the Nesinas HaTabas on a glove? So Rav Avadya is convinced that Malkum Chupas Nida, there's really no reason to be Machmir. The Sechemet in Maracha Kuf has a Maracha about Negiya Shelva Derechiba. He quotes the author of the Chikrei Lev, the Chabif, in Constantinople. Apparently there's a widespread practice among Sephardi Jewry that a way of demonstrating respect to the elders was to kiss their hands. So the Chabif always wore gloves in the winter and the summer, because two reasons. Number one, he was concerned that people who had in Wasim Tilas Yadayim and had Yadayim Tmeim would kiss his hand. And number two, he was concerned about women kissing his hands. So he always wore gloves. But somehow the assumption is that gloves, at least to some extent, would obviate the problem. Sechem actually thinks, he writes that Mela, if you have a minhag where the woman would kiss the rabbi's hands, it's not the worst thing in the world, that's not derechiba, but lo yalel das, that one would ever permit a handshake, because handshaking is definitely derechiba. It's a cultural thing. And then he rails on about mixed dancing at weddings, and the tas dance, tas is osios sitra achra, so he doesn't like that either. But the general orientation of poskim,
just for a bit case, that's
the
meaning.
It
could be they're going to kiss his hands anyway, so he felt if I wear a glove,
right? Yeah, he wasn't recommending it, I don't think. The general orientation of posting seems to be that Negiya Shelo B'Derech Chiba with the Tzorech, there's what to be mekel about, better possibly with a mappa. There's a fascinating Shuvas Chavis Yar, according to the Pesukei Shuvah in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin Os Yud Aleph. Chavis Yar is Simon Kuf Pei Beis. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. There is a two fellows, Reuben and Shimon, are traveling from Frankfurt to Vermeisa, and they had passports. And two other people, a woman and her daughter, wanted to hitch a ride. They didn't have papers, but the rule at the border was that if you traveled with a spouse or kid, you didn't have to have, they didn't have to have papers. So these two women wanted to pose as the wife and the daughter of the respective Reuben and Shimon. Let's call her Rachel, was an Ashes Ish, and Leah was her daughter. So they get to the border, and they say that, you know, this is my wife, this is my daughter, and the border guards say, that's funny, you're 30 years older than your alleged wife. I'll tell you what, either take a shvuah that this is really your wife, or kiss her on the lips. So Maisa Shahaya was that somehow they got out of it, they gave them a bribe and they let them go. But the Chavis Yar is more concerned about the theoretical issue in the case. What would happen, Lu Yitzuyar, this really was his wife, and she was a Nida, and they wanted him to prove that this was her wife by kissing her on the lips. So Chavis Yar thinks that Shas Hatzchak, if she really was Ishta Nida, and there's a large sum of money at stake, or possibly jail or worse, then his lusha, no shake, believe, utsev, u kamish akafob, shade. That, chiyagavna, not only would negiya derech, shalabi derechiba, work, but apparently even nashika, shalabi derechiba, would be mutter. He's not so excited about it, but push comes to shove, and that's what he suggests. So Jasser Moshe's tshuva is about handshaking and subway riding. So the way Ramosha seems to formulate it, if you put everything together, as Natanael pointed out, is that Ramosha is concerned by handshaking that there's an element of derechiba v'hana in many circumstances. Opposed to sitting next to a woman on a bus, where there, generally speaking, there's no derechiba whatsoever. So even if you would construct a case for Ramosha, where in a specific instance you could argue that handshaking doesn't involve derech chiba v'hana, it sounds like if on a whole there may be an element of derech chiba v'hana, even b'chiya gavna, it would be usur. Now one could argue, based on something we said earlier, that perhaps there's more grounds to be mekel if you accept some of these suggestions of knufya, or Bitzibor, perhaps in a crowd there'd be more room to be makel in some of these things if we would construct the case as Shalom Derech Chiba than in a more private setting.
Okay, next Wednesday, next week or Wednesday at 11 o'clock.